Track 10, the last of the news stories. Tynmouth Carnival is back this month. After a year off in 2024, this year's Tynmouth Carnival is back with a full 8-day programme of events. The week kicks off on the 26th of July, and the organisers promise a return of all the Carnival Week favourites. There'll be live music from local musicians and tribute acts on the Den. There'll be bingo, a quiz night, a children's day, a Bonnie Baby show, the popular Tynmouth's Got Talent competition, a dog show, fireworks and a mini Olympics. The week ends with the music extravaganza day on Saturday, August the 2nd. Tynmouth's Carnival Parade takes place on the evening of Thursday the 31st of July and will include floats and walking entries. The route starts and finishes on the Den and takes in Regent Street, Wellington Street, Bank Street and Northumberland Place.
Historic vehicle event passes the 50-year milestone. More than 1,200 vehicles of all types took part in one of the biggest classical vehicle events in the Southwest last weekend at Powderham Castle. The historic setting was home to the annual Historic Vehicle Gathering, organised by members of the Crash Box and Classic Car Club. The event, which this year celebrated its 50th anniversary, brought together vehicles ranging from those on two wheels to 10, and covering more than a century of motoring history. As well as the vast array of motors, visitors were able to enjoy lots of family entertainment, with a fun dog show, giant Ferris wheel, and a VE Day display marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. And this article is surrounded by photographs, and there's everything, on, as I say, on 2 to 10 wheels that you can think of, from steam engines to beautiful cars. But the one thing that's obvious, it was a very hot day, and everybody's sheltering under a sunshade.
Pine Marten births an historic moment. Conservationists are celebrating the first births of pine martens in a pioneering reintroduction project which has seen the species return to Devon after a 100-year absence. 15 pine martens, including 8 females and 7 males, were released at undisclosed Dartmoor locations in autumn 24. Now, camera trap footage has revealed the first glimpses of kits recorded at a secret site in June this year. They are among the first to be born wild in Devon for more than a century. 2 films show the youngsters as they explore their new home. In one clip, 3 kits can be seen in a Dartmoor woodland chasing each other through the foliage and up a bank before disappearing from sight. A second film shows the same mother with 2 kits as they scamper along a fallen tree close to a fast-running Dartmoor stream. Tracy Hampson from the Devon Leads the Two Moors Project Pine Marten Project says, "When our volunteers discovered the footage of the pine marten kits on one of our trail cameras, we were ecstatic," she said. "This is a historic moment for the return of a native animal and for the future of the Southwest woodlands. To have breeding pine martens back after a century's absence signals a positive step in nature's recovery. The animals have been brought back to the region thanks to the work of the Two Moors Pine Marten Project, which is a partnership of 7 organisations, including Dartmoor National Park Authority, Devon Wildlife Trust, Exmoor National Park Authority, Forestry England, the National Trust, Somerset Wildlife Trust and the Woodland Trust. The project has been made possible with the support of the National Lottery Heritage Fund, thanks to National Lottery players and with expert help of the Vincent Wildlife Trust. Curry White, Dartmoor National Park Authority ecologist, said, "Dartmoor National Park Authority is thrilled to have been involved in such a pioneering project, which has brought together multiple organisations to help return pine martens to the Southwest."
Morris dancers add to the fizz of festival. Morris dancers from Newton Abbott crossed the channel to represent the town's twinning association in the French twin town of Aix-Champagne. The Radden Hill Clog Morris side showed the vibrant spirit of Newton Abbott when they attended the Fête Henry IV celebrations. The event was a resounding success, marked by cultural exchange, music, dance, and heartfelt hospitality. The group also enjoyed an exclusive visit to the Pressoria, the acclaimed Champagne Museum, during their trip. This special tour, organised as a gesture of goodwill by the mayor of Eye, offered the Newton Abbot contingent a fascinating insight into the region's world-famous champagne-making tradition. The climax of the visit was the participation in the festival's grand procession. The streets of Eye came alive as the Morris side joined an array of colourful floats adorned with festive decorations and walked alongside bands and dancers from other towns twinned with Eye, which are in Germany, Italy and Belgium. Dancing to the clack of wooden clogs and the lilting strains of traditional tunes, the Morris side captivated onlookers with a taste of English folk heritage. Following their performance in front of the dignitaries from Eye and mayors of the visiting twin towns, Brian Parkman, committee member from Newton Abbot Twinning Association, took part in a ceremony where gifts were presented to Eye's mayor as a token of gratitude for the exceptional welcome. Raddonhill Clog Morris Squire Ron Cummins said, "We had an absolutely fantastic time. The welcoming spirit of Eye and the opportunity to share our traditions with others made this trip truly memorable. We're honoured to have represented Newton Abbot and to have strengthened the wonderful connection between our towns. The visit stands as a shining example of how town twinning can bring people together."